Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Most people who've taken advantage of electric vehicle rebates in Massachusetts so far live in wealthy communities. But the state wants access to EVs to be more equitable and is considering ways to do that. One project it's funding focuses on how to bring EV chargers to Black communities while also boosting jobs and highlighting local landmarks. WBUR's Paula Mora explains.
Shante Davidson and her co-founder launched their business, Impact Energy, to bring clean power to underserved communities. Davidson says it's critical that everyone benefit from clean tech.
As we are electrifying everything, specifically EVs, that we are ensuring that there is electric vehicle infrastructure in Black and brown communities.
More people might consider buying an EV if there's a charger in their neighborhood, even if they don't have a garage to charge in. And it's more than just access. Impact Energy wants to make sure communities of color benefit economically, too.
We want to make sure that specifically Black people don't get left behind.
Her company got a $50,000 grant from the state to research potential EV charger locations in underserved communities, particularly Black communities. They are looking for businesses that might be interested in having an EV charger, for parking spaces with electrical infrastructure, and for locations with historical significance.
All right, we are off.
Davidson and her co-founder, Pamela Fan, are driving around Brockton looking at businesses and their parking spots.
So our first stop is going to be at the Messiah, Baptist Church, Pam?
They pull into the church parking lot.
And that was the first church that was in existence for the Black population in Brockton. And the reason why that's really important is because there used to be laws on the books where Black folks couldn't congregate.
Davidson and Fan named their project after the original Green Book, which was a guide for Black drivers to find safe stops during segregation. They're adding a new green layer by focusing on electric cars.
So it's the real green, green book.
It's the real green, 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 green book.
They hope by placing chargers in historical places, they can highlight under-recognized landmarks, like stops on the Underground Railroad and places where Frederick Douglass gave speeches. And local businesses can benefit while people wait for their car to charge. One of the original Green Book stops Impact Energy wants to highlight is Slade's Bar and Grill in Boston's South End. The jazz bar hosted icons like Muhammad Ali and Martin Luther King Jr. Co-owner Brittany Papil is interested in getting EV chargers.
Slade's being involved in green energy at this point really continues to cement its rich history.
Impact Energy will gather their recommendations into a report for the state. Then, the company can apply for an implementation grant. There's almost $400 million in state incentives for building EV charger infrastructure. Nearly one-third of that money must go toward installing chargers in communities of color and low-income neighborhoods. And Impact Energy co-founder Fan wants those jobs to go to people in the community.
We know that the energy industry is one of the fastest growing industries for jobs, but is also one of the least diverse.
If the project succeeds, it could serve as a model for others for how to bring clean energy and more business dollars to their neighborhoods. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Paula Mora.